This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a sixth day today as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for answers. Dr. Howard Lieberman, a trauma surgeon stationed at the site of the building collapse, says it's been emotional.
Until I went to medical school with a good friend of mine, he lost three people. Another friend of mine just texted me, her friend is missing. Please, could you find her? And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing. And it's hard.
The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found yesterday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami, Florida. As the Biden administration rapidly completes the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of Islamic State group. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack on Monday with no reported casualties one day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside of Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the military groups called for revenge against the United States. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden sought to assure Israel that he would not tolerate a nuclear Iran as he met on Monday with outgoing Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House, a moment that comes amid a major shakeup in Israeli politics and growing angst in Tel Aviv over the U.S. administration's effort to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal.
And today we're going to be discussing a broad range of challenges, including Iran. What I can say to you, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say.
For his part, President Rivlin said,
Israel have no greater friend, ally than the United States of America. You are our best friends. And because of that, of course, we, according to a real friendship, can from time to time discuss matters and even the agree not to agree about everything.
The meeting with Rivlin, who is making his final foreign trip of his presidency, took place just weeks after Naftali Bennett became Israel's new prime minister, replacing Benjamin Netanyahu. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to spend 15 months in jail after failing to appear before an inquiry looking into numerous corruption scandals during his presidency. The country's constitutional court handed down the sentence today after finding him guilty of contempt of court. The High Court ordered Zuma to surrender to police within 5 days. Court ordered the 79-year-old Zuma earlier this year to appear before a special inquiry investigating wide-ranging allegations of looting of state-owned businesses and government departments during his 9-year tenure between 2009 and 2018. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. The report from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, offers a sweeping look at the roots of centuries of mistreatment faced by Africans and people of African descent, notably from the transatlantic slave trade. It seeks a transformative approach to address its continued impact today. Ethiopia's government declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire yesterday in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict as Tigray fighters occupied the regional capital and government soldiers retreated in a region where hundreds of thousands are suffering in the world's worst famine crisis. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.